Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. How are things in Dundas?
Well, I'd like to say sunny, but they're not.
Yeah, you gotta,
is this fog? What is it?
It is fog. Hopefully it's not the kind of freezing drizzle that we had last week that made life miserable for everyone.
And will for months to come, yeah. Because it's inches deep on my driveway.
Oh, it still is on mine too. And I've only fallen once, but I've threatened to fall several times. If that made any sense whatsoever. Hey, you had a Dundas Council meeting last night, so let's talk about that a little bit. Why don't you start off by giving us the highlights?
Well, the highlights, we started with an EDA meeting at 6:30 that went a little bit long, but it was good discussion. We got some direction on some development and redevelopment projects that staff has been kind of, you know, stirring the spoon in the pot, if you will. And so we'll move ahead with that.
Well, give us some details on that. What which projects?
So there are two projects. One is a development project, and that's an industrial development, a industrial park. You know, got direction to move ahead with negotiations with a property owner, and on the purchase of the property, and, you know, just coming back with some financing options, plans, things like that. And then the redevelopment project is at the north end of the Railway and Hester area, where the Cannon Valley Co-op property is, and a bunch of other properties in there.
Okay. All right. And are there big plans for those yet, or are they just starting to develop?
They're just starting
to bloom a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
So then we have a meeting next week with Rice County. There are a couple of commissioners, county administrator, kind of their regular travels around the county talking to cities about economic development projects, or, you know, goals, objectives, concerns, questions, you know, how can we work together, or what are the respective entities working on, that kind of thing. So we kind of went over our list of talking points that we've prepared for that discussion with the county.
And that's next week, you say?
Yep.
Next week. Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us. He also talked about storm ponds and getting those cleaned up.
Right. You know, just one of the more glamorous jobs of a city is maintaining the silt and sediment that settles in stormwater holding ponds.
That doesn't mean the city administrator gets out there with a shovel and wheelbarrow, does it?
No, okay. It does not. We hire that out.
All right. When will that be? What storm ponds are you talking about, and when will that be done?
So there's two ponds. One is on the north side of County Road 1, and one is on the south side of County Road 1, kind of at Schilling Drive. It kind of borders the dog park area.
Sure.
And so we are proceeding with the north side of County Road 1, that stormwater pond. In fact, they were having a pre-construction meeting already this morning at 11, doing some tree cleaning, you know, just pulling out some of the debris in there. This is the best time of the year to do that kind of work because the ground's frozen. It's easy to get in there. There's not a lot of disturbance. And then the dog park, as I've mentioned before, is proposed to be relocated this summer or sometime in 2023 yet. And then we will proceed with the south side of County Road 1, that stormwater pond, because it would disturb the dog park users. It wouldn't...
Now, how often do those things have to be maintained? How often do you have to clean them out? Is that like a once a decade thing, or do you have to do this a little more regularly?
Oh, it depends on the pond and how much silt and sediment is building up in it. And I would say, you know, 7 to 10 years, depending on the pond.
Do they have to dig quite a bit out of it?
I don't know.
We'll find out. I'm going to go over there and watch them because I've got nothing better to
That's
do with
right.
my life, you know.
Lots of trucks, lots of diggers, you know.
Janelle Teppin is with us. And speaking of diggers, you got a skid loader, new skid loader, which is good and bad. We were talking about the backstory. The reason why you had to get one is not good.
Right. We had a machine that, unfortunately, the hydraulic pump failed in it. It's just a couple of years old, a few years old. So the price to repair it was about almost $30,000. And there was concern, Public Works staff expressed concern that even if it was repaired, because the hydraulic pump, you know, just runs throughout every part of the machine, mm-hmm. that some of the other components of the machine might have been damaged. So they went out and got quotes from three different vendors, and the council chose a new one. And so we'll move forward with the purchase of that.
Now, how much does a skid loader cost at this day and age? Are they a new one? And do you get any money for the old one? Is it a trade-in? Or
yes. So okay. It's... The one they settled on is about $77,000, mm-hmm. and they've offered us a $20,000 trade-in.
Which is about as good as you could
right.
hope
because
for, I suppose, at this.
It, quite frankly, it will just be pulling parts off of it or, mm-hmm. you know, junking it, or it's not.
Yeah, all right.
Good for anything.
Good luck with that. What else? Anything else you'd like to talk about, either in last night's council meeting or going on in Dundas?
Well, we've got, you know, lots of meetings and lots of discussions happening about development around the community. Nothing that is, there's any applications before us or before the Planning Commission or the City Council, but, you know, there's conversations being had. None of them, unfortunately, are single-family housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more along the commercial side, which... you know, completely happy about, but
sure. Does 2023, is it shaping up to be I guess bigger than normal construction year in Dundas, judging on what you've seen so far? Is it less than average, or right about in the what you come to expect?
There's a lot of factors that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with an answer to that question, you know, where are interest rates going to be, you know, over the course of the year? Are materials going to, the price of materials, are they steady? Are they rising? Are they coming down? You know,
have to
it's,
wait and see. Yeah,
just
no crystal ball for
see.
That one.
You know, supply chain is still a really big issue. For us, mm-hmm. you know, we ordered light poles, those decorative light poles that we've had budgeted, and we ordered those months ago. And, you know, parts are in, but not the whole, you know,
mm-hmm.
pole
complete.
And all everything yeah. that goes with it. So,
boy, a lot of factors.
Yeah.
All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
much
for
appreciated,
having me, Jeff.
And we will talk to you again soon.
All right. See you soon.
Uh-huh. Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. We'll have one more update with Rich Larson coming up in just a few minutes, and then great music all day long here on 95.1 The One. And let's do some music right now. These are Counting Crows on The One.